Shri Gurave Namaha.
So I'd like to thank everybody for coming
this evening and making this a very nice success. And I just want to speak a few philosophical words before the evening's over and you take prasad. First point I'd like to mention is, why am I sitting here and taking all this worship? Actually, I'm not taking this worship or this appreciation or these kind words on my own behalf, but I am simply here like the tax collector who is collecting tax on behalf of the government. So I am collecting tax on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, serving the Supreme Lord through the disciplic succession.
Evam param praptam imam raja shayo vidhu.
So we are simply servants. I'm a servant. I'm sitting here serving my spiritual master. And everything that people are saying about me, every nice thing they're saying, I am thinking it is all due to the mercy of my spiritual master. So you are glorifying Prabhupada, and Prabhupada is glorifying his spiritual master all the way back to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna himself. So all of us, no matter what position we have, we should never forget that we are servants. Whether you're sitting on a big seat, or sitting on the floor, or cleaning the pots in the kitchen, or cooking for the deities, or preaching Krishna consciousness, all of us are servants. That is our eternal position. Gopi Bharata, Palu Kamala, Dasa Dasa, Dasa Anu Dasa. We are servants of a servant of a servant of the Lord who maintains his most intimate devotees in Vrindavan, the gopis. So that's the first point. Second point I'd like to make was, the question was raised by Pratap today, Prataparudra, that basically what would please the spiritual master the most? The question was raised. Of course, Prabhupada and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur stated that what would please the spiritual master the most is if the disciple becomes completely Krishna conscious. That means without any tinge, any little bit of any other desire other than to please Krishna in the way that he wants to be pleased. To be in love with Krishna. And the way you will fall in love with Krishna is if you hear about Krishna regularly. Especially from the lips of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, the founder acharya of the International Society of Krishna Consciousness, and the Siksha Guru of all of us. If you hear from him, that is, read his books, hear his talks, there are so many nice recorded talks, even we have talks in Hindi that Srila Prabhupada has given, if you cannot understand English, your heart will be purified by his association. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Sastra Koi. Lava Matra, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoy. By one moment's association with a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada, you become completely perfect. If you hear with your heart, not simply with your brain, not simply in one ear and out another ear, to hear Prabhupada's words with great faith. And that is my humble request to all of you. And then you will make spiritual advancement and you become pure devotees very, very quickly. And one final request, actually, before I finish with the final request, is therefore I request you all to regularly read Srila Prabhupada's books. That is, every day, at least half an hour a day, you read in Hindi, English, Chinese, whatever language you speak, you read the books. Krishna book, Nectar Devotion, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, there is so much that Srila Prabhupada has given us, there's no need to go elsewhere to look for literature. And it is so nectarian, it is so full of happiness, that you will not believe the ecstasy you will experience if you come in contact with Srila Prabhupada. And my final request to you all is to develop the saintly quality as described in the Isopanishad, Yastu Sarvani Bhutani Atman Evodu Pashuti, Sarvabhuteshu Chatmanam Tato Navigagupshate, to see everyone as part and parcel of Krishna, and to see everyone as equally or more important than yourselves, and to be ready to love all living entities, especially those living entities who may attack you, who cause you pain, to never hate anybody. This is a big request. Generally in this world, we have the concept of friends and enemies. In the story of Prahlad Maharaj, his teachers, he was going to the Asura Kula. You understand? Asura Kula. That means the demon school. So they were teaching him. First of all, they taught him, what should you eat, Prahlad Maharaj? And they were teaching him to eat chicken, fish, lobster, egg, everything. Everything that moved, eat. And then, after you do that, Prahlad Maharaj, then you should take intoxication, illicit sex, and after that you should understand your enemies, how to deal with them, and who are your friends. Your friends are those who satisfy your senses, and the enemies are those who don't satisfy your senses. And Prahlad Maharaj rejected all those instructions. In fact, he was such a bad student that when the teacher left the room, he taught his other students, fellow students, to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. They didn't want to chant. They said, my dear Prahlad Maharaj, we're too young to chant. Just like they were this age, right here. And he said, you are simply making excuses. Now you will say you're too young. Later you will say you're teenagers and you have to play rugby. And later you will say, I'm going to the uni. Later you will say, I just got married. Later you will say, I have to take care of my children and take them to the rugby games. The soccer games, sorry. Cricket, for those of you from India. And then later, you will say, I'm retired. And plus you will be spending 50% of your life sleeping. So you take 20%, 20%, 30%, 30%, and 50%, you get more than 100%. So all the time you'll have excuse. So in this way, he rejected the concept of friends and enemies and taught his fellow students to love every living entity and to tolerate. You see, Prahlad Maharaj, he even loved his father. And what did his father do to him? His father tried to throw him off a cliff to kill him. Wasn't successful. Put him under the feet of elephants. Poison him. Put him in a pit of snakes. Subject him to fire. And he wasn't killed. The sister Holika was killed at that point. You know that story? So Prahlad Maharaj, he did not hate his father after all that. Interesting, isn't it? Because when Lord Nrisingadev killed his father, Prahlad Maharaj said, I only have one request. Please liberate my father. Can you imagine that? Someone is trying to kill you 100 times and you say to the Lord, please give him your mercy. You don't say, kill him! Send him to Yamaraj! Torture him! Make him suffer! So this is devotee consciousness. Prabhupada said the quality of a Brahman is forgiveness. Similarly, Haridas Thakur, he was whipped in 22 marketplaces, and he was simply concerned with the people who were whipping him. He never hated them. So it is stated about a devotee, Ajata Shatrava. He has no enemy, his enemy is never born. So my final request to all of you is somehow or other you develop not only love for Krishna, but all of Krishna's parts and parcels. Because if you don't love everyone, you cannot love Krishna. It is impossible. Because they are all Krishna's children. Like if you go to a parent and you say, let's say I go to Jai Jagadish. And I say, I like you, Jai Jagadish, but Arjuna, nah. He's horrible. Then what will Jai Jagadish think? So what a horrible sannyasi. I could say I love him all day long, but it will not make any difference, right? So Prabhupada said, you love the child, and then the parent will automatically love you. And Prabhupada also said, you love my dog, and then I'll love you. So even you have to love the dog of a Vaishnava. So we should, in this way, give up this concept that someone is my friend, someone is my enemy, and be samak sarveshu bhuteshu
madbhakti bhute param,
equal to all living entities, seeing everyone as the son or daughter of Krishna, and everyone is being dear to Krishna. So that's my final request. If you can do this, our movement will expand dramatically. If you can extend love to people, compassion, not only for their soul, but also we have to be concerned with people's material welfare. Both things are important, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Chaitanya Shikshamrita. So please do this. This way Krishna will shower his mercy on you. You will have your whole spiritual internal life revealed to you. Pratyaksha bhagavam dharmyam shushukam kartam avyam. And you will easily get out of this material world and associate with the Lord and his pure devotees eternally in Goloka Vrindavan. So, thank you very much. And now that we've prashadam, right? All glories to His Divine Grace, Śrīla Prabhupāda, Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai.
Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. J